I should have gone through that. That was a good long yellow light. I could have made it through. Bus fucking me over. Like, call a professional, I guess, right? I don't know where the stink came from or how long it's been in that room because, you know, it used to be, you know, it was like, I had a roommate that had stuff in there, and, you know, I just wasn't in there, but, like, and then when he moved all his stuff out, and I started, like, thinking, like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, turn this room into, like, a home office kind of room, it was fine, and then, like, one day it got hot outside, and there was just a stink, and that stink has not gone away, and I just don't know. What to do? I've got an air freshener in there right now that makes it like manageable just to be in there. But I'm gonna try sprinkling this odor remover on the carpet and vacuum it up. If that doesn't work, maybe shampoo the carpet. You know, something like that. But. What is the snake? Is it dead animal? I don't think it's dead animal. I don't know. It's bad. It's overpowering. But it's not. I can't identify it, which is maybe even scarier. Yeah. So I was going to do, you know, if I wasn't sick last weekend, I would have spent some time in there trying to deal with that. And now that I'm feeling better, I'm going to try to do that this weekend. And then, yeah, you know, like the flooring under the carpet is not good. It's not good enough to be there on its own. I would have to put new flooring in and stuff like that, which I'd like to do eventually anyway. Because the carpet in that whole house, you know, it's a shitty color. It's old. It's just, you know, it's fucked up. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of like the next step, I guess, right? And maybe at some point, like, hey, I should get under the house and see if there's some. Maybe there's something dead under there. It just doesn't smell like a dead animal immediately. Like, I've smelled dead animal before in a building, you know? And, man, that was way worse than what I've got. But what I've got is pretty fucking bad. So, yeah, it's,
is there any ladies in
the movie? There are a couple, yeah. Some greenness going on there.
Serious. Yeah. Today, Shave 45. Listen, I'd like to thank you guys for coming through. And also, now, in the movie, can you let us know how it ends? Come on.
That's loud.
That's crazy. Right?
Call us up if you give a fuck. Let us know. 877-60-HIP-HOP or 877-604-4746.
Call us up if you care about the Illuminati who you never met.
All right. Okay, come on, man.
Asteroid is coming in the next 48 hours.
Trying to mess us up here?
Call us
up. Hip-hop over here, brother.
Call us up if you want KC to get the fuck out of here.
You coming up here talking like Dr. York shit. Come on, man.
877-60-HIP-HOP or 877-604-4746. DJ Evil D on the Mars and Tunes. We're about to go into the music. Shout out to Millie D. She's got on the phone with my brother, too.
Looking on the
404,
by the way.
Thanks for getting me something to eat, KC.
No problem.
Word up. Call us up, man. We're here live from headquarters. Hip Hop Nation is the station.
You win some, you lose some. Life in a nutshell. Free all my niggas on lockdown. Fuck jail. I've seen enough hell to never want to live there. Life in a nutshell. You win some, you lose some. Life in a nutshell. You win some, you lose some. Life in a nutshell. You win some, you lose some. You win some, you lose some. Life in a nutshell. Free all my niggas on lockdown. Fuck jail. I've seen enough hell to never want to live there. Tattoo teardrops. Sitting in a wheelchair. Kids on the streets doing bad. Mama moved out. Dope man pushing on the corner where the schoolhouse sits. This is bullshit. This can't be. I can't blame it on the hood cause it gave me life. This is thicker. I'm turning to a 187. I don't go to church so I'm far from a reverend. Ain't nothing like a young nigga armed with an AK. Walking up the sidewalk, shooting in the broad day. Fuck what a broad say, I'm all day villain. I'm getting money so I'm always chilling. And even though they say I'm killing all their children, I'm just a nigga hustling.
Rudy. I say Rudy. Get up, it's on. Get up, it's on. I say Rudy. low. I go for dough, but I can't tell on myself. Immature ass niggas get you sentenced to death. Loud talking in the tank like he a stone cold killer. And you fighting the murder charge, my nigga. The moral of the story is keeping your mouth shut. Cause everybody's listening, speaking you fucked up. I tell you like them old cats say. Get what you get and get your ass out the way. Cause we'll get you 35 tight. You're 27, that's the rest of your fucking life, right?
Captivating. Let's hear some of this Marilyn Manson interview. What does Marilyn Manson have to say for himself?
You got a BMW.
I asked for it. I didn't want it. I don't drive. Don't have a driver's license. Do I look like I should have a driver's license?
No.
No. They asked me for an ID on the way in here. I said, Google it. I said, or you can go right around the corner because I saw coming into your studio my first billboard. I think we should go tag it later. I said, fuck Marilyn Manson for my new record.
Birdman that rides skateboards.
I watched that movie last night.
Birdman?
So, signaling back in. Signaling.
Oh, Marilyn Manson.
Chlorinated wash of a metal surface. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
U.S. Farm Report with host Ty Morgan, commentator John Phipps, farm director Al Pell, and meteorologist Mike Hoffman.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. You can hear us Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Sundays at 8 a.m. Eastern right here on World Radio Channel 147 on Sirius XM.
U.S. Farm Report. Trusted. Timely. Tradition.
Well, we've rounded up more and we're back. It's the Western Sports Roundup on Rural Radio on Sirius XM.
Welcome back to this weekend edition of Western Sports Roundup on Rural Radio on Sirius XM, Channel 147. I'm Billy Melville, filling in for Steve Kenyon, along with Amy Wilson. And joining us on the phone from Whoop Up Downs in Lethbridge, Alberta, is the newly crowned world champion chuck wagon driver, Kurt Bensmiller. Kurt, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I got to ask you, do you have a horse running down there today? Are you shopping for thoroughbreds or a little bit of both?
Well, you're always looking, but I do have one today. I got needed this weekend.
So a busy Thanksgiving weekend for you then?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, we just had Eddie on the phone, and we were just talking about that this is the time of year when a number of the chuck wagon drivers go on their shopping trips to buy horses. Now, where do you usually go, and in a normal year, how many horses might you buy?
I probably average around that 12 mark of horses every year. I think I'm around 18 this year. We go through Prairie Meadows in Iowa, Columbus, Nebraska, all on that circuit there, Honor Park. So that's kind of where we stay going the last probably 7-8 years for sure now.
Now this year, Kurt, we just had our awards banquet, and you did extremely well. I mean, not only crowned the world champion, you had one of your horses named to the Equine Outfit of Excellence. One of the things that you mentioned when you were on stage is how tough it is to win something like that. Why don't you fill us in a little bit about just how tough the competition is in chuck wagon racing?
I've been done for almost 16 years now, and it seems like the better you do, the harder it is to stay there. The performance of the drivers and the outriders, you know, as an outfit, is just there's not much room for error. And the horsepower that's come in the last probably 4 or 5 years is just a force to be reckoned with. It used to be you'd have a couple guys that were very tough to beat, and you worried about them every night. But now just about anybody can jump up and win day money or go take a show.
And you won the Clean Drive Award. You had 1 second in penalties all season long on the tour. That was a late outrider penalty, so it wasn't even your penalty. But do you think that is what made the difference between you being the world champion chuck wagon driver as opposed to possibly the reserve world champion this year?
Absolutely. I took the barrel last year, and it cost me around that 60-point mark. So I think that would have been the difference between maybe me winning as well last year. So if a guy can stay clean and consistent and look after his own business, it seems to be able to pay off. You still have to run tough, but definitely helps to put the pressure back on them other guys.
These guys are real conversationalists.
And
this back and forth. It's witty repartee.
Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I don't want that holiday. You could only mean one thing. And I don't want that holiday. That could only be a thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows that I've left. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and growing out more. Glasses of champagne out on the deck.
on the vent.
I know you lying with me, California King, therapeutic Judas, kiss me on my cheek, on a double cross me. That's some mid damn shit, I'm on my prison.
I'm not saying he's like bad, but I just, man, this stuff never really did anything for me. Not even like a real ironic way. Getting jiggy with it and stuff, like that's not even. To go back to, you know, he's the DJ, I'm the rapper. I mean, that's a great album start to finish. I like the Fresh Prince quite a bit. Will Smith, I don't know. It's like his flow is kind of boring. It's just, you know, it's just real straightforward. Which I, you know, again, like there's nothing wrong with that. Like most of these songs just like march forward. Hill on two back-to-back country stations. What are the odds? Outlaw Country.
We have to believe in the stage when we're on the edge of our seat saying it's too late.
Started listening to this spa channel all day long. Like, this was it. This just became my shit. And I was like, oh yeah, this Hassel Farafina cut Dream World is really something else. You need to hear it. The part where it goes doom, 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 doom. It's really gonna, you know, open your eyes. Talk about the percussion on this one, you know, just listen to this long enough, someone's gonna like try to serve me like a raw vegan burrito. I'm sorry, a wrap. Someone's gonna try to serve me a wrap. I'm gonna like open my eyes and like suddenly like I'm in a restaurant where every seat is like a rope swing. At this point, I want to listen to this because I want to see what happens, what the next song is, you know? Oh, it's a good choice. It's Michelle Vanabila, After the Journey. Really soothing as I'm sitting here stuck in traffic. Just sitting on the freeway in the dark. Keep waiting for like the drums to kick in, but I just realized it's probably not gonna happen, right? Like, this is probably it, huh? You know, I could just, like, you know, like a real, it's probably not gonna happen. I don't know, this might be a new station. Escape. Music like this is what I would probably be trying to escape from, though. I mean, it's Idlewise, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, whatever. But shoot the lasers, hit the horn. Save us! Oh, good. Good. This is... good, 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 good.
I'm so fancy. You're an angel. I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy. Kiss, 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 girls. Remember my name. What's in the world? I said, baby, I do this. I thought that she knew this. Can't stand no haters and all this. The truth is, and my flows just started. Each beat to depart it. Swagger all super. I keep shopping, no deposit. Get my money on top. I think I'm money to clap. I swear I'm a fit. There's so much to get that line of rewind. So get my money on top. The money in the trap. I just can't worry about no haters. Gotta stay in my grind. Now tell me who that, who that? Now you that, you that? Put that paper over all. I thought you knew that, knew that. The K-I-D-Z. Put my name in bold. I've been working on my pen here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy. You're
I like that the track sounds like a bad MIDI ripoff. You know, it's like, download some MIDIs of some popular music. Because it's 1991. Yeah, I got a Gravis ultrasound. It does this, like, wavetable synthesis thing. It's really something else. Listen. Man, you got an R32 in there? What? Man, this is something else. There's no Disney sound source. No, honey, I'm good. I stay a while, but I probably should not. I got somebody back home. Song is.
And the only thing he could think of was to practice the whole time he was growing up, getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger until finally he could go rescue his brother if his brother still had the good luck to be alive on Far Island. So the whole rest of the time he was growing up, Kaulu lifted bigger and bigger rocks, he swam farther and farther, he climbed taller and taller trees, he exercised until he was the strongest man on all the islands. And everybody called him Kaulu the Strong. Now, he had a funny habit. Kaulu had a strange habit. He talked to his hands. People would have made fun of him, but they didn't dare because he was Kaulu the Strong. Whenever he was going to do something with his hands, he would go, left hand, right hand, let's go. Try that with me. Left hand, right hand, let's go. And every time he'd done something really good with his hands, like squeeze the milk right out of a coconut, he would shake hands with himself. He'd go, left hand, right hand, good job. Try that. Left hand, right hand. Good job. So finally he thought, okay, I think I'm strong enough now. And he took his koa wood paddle. He got in his canoe. He paddled out across the water. But the king of Far Island had spies and servants everywhere. And he sent great rolling surf across the water to drown Kaulu. Great rolling surf was a wave maybe 10 times as tall as his room. And when Kaulu, paddling along, saw great rolling surf coming towards him, he said, whoa, great rolling surf, you strong? And great rolling surf, he said, yes, I'm strong. But he was so big, you know. His voice was so big, it was as if everybody in this room was to say, yes, I'm strong, at the same time. That gives you some idea how loud his voice was. So let's try that on the count of three. Yes, I'm strong, okay? 1, 2, 3.
Yes, I'm strong!
Kaulu didn't care. He just looked at his hands. He said, left hand, right hand. Let's go. Great rolling surf came right down on top of Kaulu, but Kaulu just went, mm.
This is how cults are formed, I think.
The planner, but there's one way to make sure you're working with someone who's been vetted to uphold the highest standards and is required to put your interests above their own, and that's to talk with a certified financial planner professional. CFP Pros.
Back is the start of the Texans, and in Bill Belichick-like fashion, Texans head coach Bill O'Brien announced today his team is moving on to Jacksonville with Hoyer as part of the move. Hoyer, who's back as the starting quarterback after his performance last night, which featured 2 touchdown passes, 1 interception. Take a look at the numbers here. You can probably see why the Texans are choosing to go with Hoyer. He has a better total QBR and a higher completion percentage.
For the Cowboys to even be competitive in this game. I really believe that. Our Patriots are...
Well, I try my best to kind of balance those things out and make the best decisions, but I think the good thing about it is our kids have developed an identity of continuing to play hard regardless of circumstance.
8 tackles for loss. The defense is going to have to stand up one more time, Mike, after a gamble there on the final play of that possession.
Beyond the Pitch on SiriusXM FC. Now we're talking football.
Hi!
It's going to be an amazing atmosphere. And, you know, you can say what you want, but I'm certainly looking forward to this game. I think the build-up to this match has been fantastic. Anytime the USA and Mexico meet, it's a big match. So when they can meet, on the rare occasions they meet with their first choice lineup with something on the line, I think that makes for a special day. And tomorrow's certainly going to be that.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Friday edition of BTP on FC 85. My name is Anto, joined here with Phil. I want to thank Doug McIntyre for joining us. And, of course, I do agree with him, Phil. You and I were talking during the break there. Real quickly before we get to the calls, 877-629-4614. I mean, any time you can put the USA and Mexico on one pitch in front of 90,000 people and turn it into a game that means something, my gosh, what would you rather play? Friendlies, or would you rather play this type of stuff? And I say, hey, let's play this type of stuff, because you don't get enough of these on the calendar to test yourself. And quite frankly,
Sonny Weems of the Suns. No one is quite clear because the officials weren't clear.
I was a little help from the weak side official helping
trial with no commitment, no credit card required. And then you get rewarded for every friend who's trying out SiriusXM for free. Just go to SiriusXM.com/referafriend.
We'll look toward Johnny Manziel if Johnny continues to progress. But for right now, I can see the logic in going with Josh McCown, although I would think that Johnny Manziel is a guy that you'd love to be able to get as much seasoning as possible as the year goes on. So we will see how this
one we're not coaches.
Exactly right. Hey, thank you for the call. We really appreciate that. We're taking it right now to Trucker John in Syracuse.
Hey, keep...
For more information, Dodgers.com/parking.
Howie Kendrick on two strikes, single to right in his first at-bat. Scoreless in the bottom of the third, and a ground ball to short. Right at Ruben Tejada, easy play, throws a strike to Duda, there's two out. Manager Terry Collins, ripe old age 66, and after 1,688 games of managing, this is his first postseason game. Of course, he was with the Dodgers.
I think he might have been holding back, but it would have been...
A lot of shots, but no goals. They're out shooting Arizona early on, 8-1, but they trail...
Sports!
9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick...
Amir Mansour, let me tell you that. Tony Thompson beats Amir Mansour.
Probably Tony's going to knock him.
See them do something like they did on HBO, where they would do like behind-the-scenes kind of thing. It would definitely electrify the heavyweight division again. To do something new and exciting,
just
this new and exciting instead of the same old blah, blah, you know?
Right.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, Klitschko is still there being very dominant. Deontay Wilder is forming. You got Brian Jennings, who just pushed Klitschko in New York to a for the first time in 15 years, you saw
I'm not even sure what they're talking about.
Let me tell you the whole conspiracy behind Lucky Charms, man. So, all right. Look in the bowl. See the little crunchy wheat things? And they have all the vitamins and minerals, right? So they're not that tasty, are they? Yeah. Well, they're shaped like little crosses and little fish. The ichthos symbol that the Greeks drew over their doors to signify they were Christians so the Romans wouldn't kill them. And then the little marshmallow things. And those are fun, aren't they? They sure are. But... they have no nutrition. They're just sugary and colorful. And those are shaped like pentagrams and moons and clovers. Traditional pagan symbols. So, the propaganda...
Colton. Focus.
You don't know who shot Phuket. And then we got Latinos in here going to play around for the border. She could be border patrol. You could be trying to get across the border. Every time you try to step across that tape on the living room floor, she'd kick your tail back. I just want
to... Gotta go for the sack.
They say talk is cheap, not when you're married. I actually figured it out. On the average, every time my wife begins a conversation, on the average, $80.
Now I go with what I really have. I've had this voice my whole life. So I was one of those kids, like those little kids. It sounded threatening. Very cute, but threatening. You know what I mean? Like they smoke a pack a day. That kind of kid. If you remember those kids, they're really cute. And they're like, do you want another juice? I would love a juice, mama. Bring me another stogie, mama. put my bets in at the track, Mama. So I've had this voice my whole life. Yeah, some people like it. They think it's really cute. Other people are like, please stop opening your face and letting noise come out. Yeah. A lot of it's overuse, but a lot of it is I'm dry. I'm an allergy person. I have allergies really bad. Like, my eyes are tearing right now.
Whew. All right. Well, I'm going to go. You guys have a great weekend. We'll do this again on Monday. See you later.